All right, welcome back to the Everything Property Podcast. For the first time in however many episodes, I haven't prepared any show notes and I haven't prepared an introduction because the guy I'm interviewing today, he needs none. I worked with him. I met him. We're just talking 9 years ago on a weekend job when he was only 14 years of age. He's now 23 and he's bought his very first home. The reason I've got him on the podcast is to show that anything is possible. Mr. Matty Burnett, welcome to the show. What's cracking?
Yeah.
Good to have you on. Look, as I was saying just beforehand, and for everyone listening and viewing at home, the average age for a first home buyer is 36 years of age. You are currently now what?
23, but yeah.
And what have you just gone and done in the last, I don't know, what is it, six months?
Yeah, 6 months, yeah.
6 months ago?
6 months, yeah.
Just bought your first home?
First home, yeah.
Whereabouts?
Bradbury.
How much
Bradbury
it cost you?
Downtown, 725.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I wanted to get you on is I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, I think you have a really cool story and probably how we met and how, you know, this come to be was when we were back working a weekend job.
Yeah.
You were 14.
14 on the dot, lad, yeah, yeah.
Is that the youngest you can be when you work?
I think it's 14, 9 months, but
14, yeah, got in there 14, a bit early. All right, so we were working together at a, shout out to the Bubble Boys, we were working together at a weekend job, but tell us a bit about what were you doing at the time as well as working that weekend job?
Just young, man, I was, 14, so year 8 in school. And
Year 8?
Year 8, bro. And just wanted money, lad. I just wanted a car when I was on my L's, so yep. I thought, let's just get a job and that. So, yeah, bro. And then
working on the weekend,
yeah.
So you did we worked together on weekends, and like, I mean, I could say people won't believe me, but what was the hours that we were doing off weekends?
Crazy, man.
Everyone listening, lad, the hours that we were working on, that we were doing 2 days.
Lad, probably one shift was at least 18 hours, yeah. 17 hours, 18 hours, so.
I don't even know if that was legal,
to
be honest.
Probably not,
yeah,
but.
We're starting at 5, 6 a.m. The job was sort of like in events and stuff like that. We won't go too far into it, don't want to reveal too much and get the previous employer in trouble, but God, yeah, I don't know if that shit was, that was legal. And then couple of years you're working weekend jobs, saved up enough money to buy your first car?
Yeah, that was through Bubbling. So, just saved up my pennies, lad, and then that was it. Like, yeah, just when I was on my L's, I just...
What was the first car cost?
Seven and a half.
7.5 grand?
Yeah, bro.
All from working on weekends?
All from Bubbling, yeah, bro.
Perfect. All right, and then I remember we started working together when we were chatting. I think I was chewing your ear off about property and, you know, what it can do for, you know, that kind of stuff, and sort of pricked your ears up at a very young age. And you left school in year 10?
No.
You went all the way through to year 12?
Yeah, bro, yeah, year 12.
Wow. And then you done your apprenticeship after?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're working that weekend job for 4 years?
8, 9, 10 to 12. Yeah, yeah.
And you're getting your first car, so you're saving up the cash. You bought the first car.
Yeah.
What do you do out of school? Why didn't you? Why'd you go all the way to year 12?
To be honest, bro, the parties, the girls, lad. Heaps of fun.
Can't fold you if you're gonna tell. Look, you're honest guy. All right, you went to year 12.
Yeah.
What was the plan for after? What'd you want to do during school?
I just wanted to trade, but the thing, like, I just didn't know what, you know, so that's why I stayed. Like, the old man was just like, just stay. Like, if you don't know what you want to do, then stay. So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, out of school, because I was working the panel beaters on the weekend as well as Bubbling.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'll just continue that, but, yeah, realised it wasn't for me, bro. So.
Yeah, because you only got, well, how long did you get into the panel beating apprenticeship?
I was 9 months or something into it.
9 months.
First year apprentice, yeah.
Bro, I remember when we had that chat, and it was like, because the job that we were doing, there's a lot of long hours in sort of like deliveries and stuff. So there's long hours in the car where you can chat and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but I remember you saying you don't think panel beating's for you. Your parents, I don't know if they were they with it? I think they were like, they wanted you to stay in.
No. Dad was like, get out of that trade. Like, yeah, that's why I went into sparking, you know, because dad's a sparky by trade. So.
Yep.
That's why I chose that path. But yeah, I definitely knew like panel beating was good on the weekend job, but for a career, definitely not for me. Definitely. So
no disrespect to any panel beaters that are listening.
Nah.
All right, and what were you earning as like an apprentice?
$9.60, $9.70 something.
An hour.
An hour, bro. Yeah, it was brutal.
So what's that a week? Wait, can I do a $10. You're probably working 8 hours, $80 a week. Like $400.
$420, $450, something like that. Yeah.
But at that age, you still managed to save quite a bit.
Yeah,
of that,
but I was
right?
still putting away a bit, like, and what I could put away, I was doing. Like, I still wanted to have my life and go to the pub on the weekends and that. Mm-hmm. So I was still doing that, but I was saving at the same time, you know.
Yeah, because
so.
Then you get your, you went into electrical apprenticeship. I think the pay got a little bit better.
So much better. I was getting what a 4-year panel beater was getting in the first year, you know. So,
but still, I mean, first year apprentice.
I was 18 an hour.
18 an hour. Yeah. So you're making what, $700 a week?
Yeah, give or take, yeah, something like that.
And then if you do the hours, I don't know what you earn on the weekend, but we're pretty much getting pretty close to that on the weekend, right?
As for bubbling,
yeah, weekend job. You're getting,
you probably were. I was on not as much.
Hang on, I've just exposed this. I think because you're younger, but you're like 4 or 5 years younger.
And I couldn't drive as well. I was just a passenger.
So you get paid less to be a passenger because you're a bit younger. But how'd you not spend? Look, you at that age, you're 16, 17, 18. The boys are getting out. Yeah. You know. Getting on the drink, you know, cars, all that kind of stuff. I think I threatened you at one point that if you're going to buy a 78 Series Land Cruiser, I come to your house and, you know, beat some common sense into you. But what was like, how'd you keep your costs so low?
To be honest, bro, like, I don't know, just because I knew, my goal was.
What was your goal?
To buy a house, bro. Yep. That's what I wanted. I'd already had my car, so I was like, this is the next step in life. So that's what I did. But I don't know, but I just had the willpower, like, you know, not buying food, like takeaway, this, that, and the other. So, but mind you, I was still getting on the drink with all the boys, bro, like enough to get by. I was just smart about what I spent and mm-hmm. how I spent it, you know. So
do you think as well, because you had like a weekend job, you're able to put away like
$500. Exactly right. And mind you, all the boys had dropped out at year 10, so they were earning in like more money than me. So mm-hmm. I was just like, I can still save, it's all good. Like I still come out and have fun and that. So
okay.
Yeah, bro.
They call that lifestyle creep. So when you get paid more, then you start spending more, and then like you're really just saving the same amount of money. You just spend more. But I mean, if you're getting, as an apprentice, you're getting about $700 a week, how much of that were you actually saving?
I'd like to say 500, sometimes 450, depends on what the weekend was.
You're saving between 9 and 1,000 a fortnight.
Yeah, yeah, easy. That's what my goal was. Like on a fortnight, I wanted to save at least $900. So.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Someone at your age.
Yeah.
You got, what, $150, $200 to go to alcohol and fun? And
that was enough for me, bro.
Really? Okay, but you are working at home. Oh, you are living at home with your parents.
Correct. Still. At that time, yes, 100%. So that's why I wasn't, no rent, no nothing. It was just board, phone, gym, that was it.
And you're paying board to your parents?
Yeah.
When you jump into second year apprentice, what sort of pay bump is that for a Sparky?
$4, I think. An hour. So, yeah.
So what's that? An extra $150 a week up to $850?
I don't know, mate. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, something like
believe
that.
Believe me. You were getting paid it, bro. Not me. All right. And then you've done your apprenticeship for 3 years?
Four year
apprenticeship?
Yeah.
Fully qualified now?
Fully qualified, yeah.
You still doing any work on the weekend?
Yeah, but still okay. Here and there. Yeah.
Some odd jobs and that around the house. You come over to my place the other day with a chainsaw. Matt's good with a chainsaw. If you need a tree cut down, he'll be able to do it. And talk to me about, and then the buying home process. You meet Nicole, your lovely partner. You get engaged.
Yeah.
You want to find a house. How much you have saved? Do you remember sort of roughly your savings goals and where you're at on what?
What point of time, leading up to the house?
Yeah, leading up to the house.
Leading up, so saving was going good.
Like,
bro.
What are you saving? What do you think you'd save a year? Like 10 grand, 20 grand?
Wouldn't have a clue. Mind you, I was a fourth year when I bought the house. So up until then, I was putting away, I think, 700 a week, something like that, saving.
Wow. $700 a week.
Something like that, yeah. I was doing crazy hours and that, you know. So.
That's wild, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, so you work overtime?
Heaps of OT, bro. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, heaps of weekend, like possessions and that, shutdowns and heaps of all that. So
taking as much as you want, taking as much work as you can, save
all that
money.
Yeah, for sure, but 100%.
Have you done any travel?
Yeah, we went to the Philippines last year, bro.
Okay, how much is a trip to the Philippines?
I think cost us 6 grand all up, 5 grand, 6 grand.
Each?
No, all up.
All up.
Cheap, bro.
Together.
Yeah, bro.
Gee, you might have to trip a book of trips
cheap,
to the Philippines.
Yeah, met the rest of her family there and that. Yep. So, yeah, it was good. Cracker,
okay,
bro.
Yeah. And then how much did you have saved when you went? You're 23 years old. You had how much saved?
Well, I had, at 22, I was over 70 grand there saved, yeah.
$70,000.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
How tempted were you to buy, like, a 78 Series Rand
Don't get me wrong, lad. The cruiser. Temptation was there, but, yeah. I knew I wanted the house first.
Why?
Bro.
Why not a house? Why not a nice car? Because you go to the pub with all the mates, brought all the boys in today. When you go to the pub and rock up, you can flex on.
I just wanted to be set, like set me and my missus up for, you know, the future and that, you know. So I knew it wasn't going to come easy, but thought if I can get into the market now, like the rest will come. You know what I mean? Like the house and the car and that will come and that.
It's easy. So
just just keep holding on. It'll come eventually, bro. You know. So.
Okay, cracker. And when did talk to me about the, was it difficult to get a loan? How'd you go about looking for pricey houses?
To be honest,
buyer's agent, anything like that?
Yeah, so I went, about 2 years before we bought the house, I went myself to try and get a loan and that.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was a decent amount, but.
What are we talking?
It was like 550 or something, but.
Fuck, not bad.
By myself, but yep. I was like, you know, it's something a bit shitty and that. So I was like, nah, I'll just. Knuckle down for a couple more years and then we'll see how we're going. And then, Nick, my partner and I, like, we were serious about it. So I was like, we'll start looking and that. Yeah. And then,
So another 2 years after that?
After that, bro, 2 years. And then,
that stage, you've went from, like, a fourth year to a qualified electrician. Does you pay?
I bought it when I was a fourth year, bro.
Bought it when you were fourth? Yeah. So you went from third year or, like, second year to third year then? Or second year to fourth year in those 2 years.
Yeah, correct.
So your pay went up even more.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's like? Did you when you purchased that house? Did you use 100% of the borrowing capacity that the bank would let you?
Yeah. We did.
You used 100%. So the bank. You said you purchased it for
$725.
$720. You purchased it for $725. So basically, that's what the bank said. That's exactly what we're going to give you. That was you, and then your missus had.
Yeah,
your partner had finished uni?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Put you both together on a loan.
Yeah.
What about all incentives and all that stuff? Did you cash in on it?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, we got all the first home buyers grants and all that. What was it? Like 5% deposit we only needed without paying LMI.
Wow.
This, that, and the other. We got capped on the stamp duty.
Yes,
stamp
duty.
So we didn't pay annual land tax or whatever. I don't know lingo, bro, but.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got capped on the stamp duty, so saved heaps on that. Yeah, bro. I've saved a lot of money from. Using all that shit, so yeah.
Did you have any money left over for like renovation?
Yeah, but yeah, still had a bit left, lad. Yeah.
What was like the quality of the house was in? Did it need any work or?
It was cracker, lad.
All right, so if no one can, we can't see the house, right? But paint us a picture of what size block, what type of house, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I think it's a 580-590 block.
Yep.
Corner
590.
Block.
580-90. 580. Big size block.
Yeah, corner block.
Why didn't you go, Can I ask you, why didn't you go into like the new house in the States? Did you look at them?
No.
Why?
Open the window, bro, and touch the neighbor. No, I wasn't going to do that, lad. I wanted my own established house, bro, you know? So. Yeah.
And that was purely the only reason that you wanted that was so you had a little bit more room.
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't want to buy any of the new housing estates because they're all
too close together and it's just not my scene. I want to be able to mow my lawn, lad. You know, I want a proper lawn. I don't want some shitty little lawn and that, you know. Yeah, okay. So, 587 block, three bedroom house.
Corner block, you said.
Corner, yeah, three better. One and a half bath, double car garage, double car garage.
Yeah, I know what a double car garage is.
Nah, but it's not like double, it's like.
Tandem?
Yeah, that's the one. Okay. Yeah. And backyard and that, it's cracker, bro. So. Yeah.
Right, and you got a bit of a setup. Do you do any work when you moved in? You've probably done some electrical work, right?
All the electrical, lad. Did all the power, all the lights. We built the garage, me and a chippy mate.
Yep.
Built the garage. So did heaps, eh? Put the garage door on and that. So.
And you used all your savings, had a bit left over?
Still had a fair bit left over because I did all the work myself. Like.
All the work yourself, but you still didn't have to use that full 75 grand?
No.
Wow.
No.
So if you paid, 725, you probably paid, 36, 37 grand deposit, your cap, you're probably only in at, 40 grand or something?
I can't remember now. I can't remember the figures now, but something like that. Like,
not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good, bro. Yeah.
What advice would you give to young people listening like you that are like 20 or 23? Like, you're 23. You're probably the youngest person I know that's bought their own house.
Yeah, okay.
As 23. But what advice would you give to someone that's 23 or 20 or 17?
Yeah.
That's sort of like you, that's thinking, I'm thinking about buying a house. I want to do it. What do I need to do?
I don't know, bro. Just like, if you've got a goal, just knuckle down and stick to it, eh? Like, you know. Just work hard, but a good work ethic will get you a long way, eh?
Yeah.
I didn't go to uni, but I wasn't the best person in school or nothing, but good work ethic and that, but I got me where I am now, you know.
You
so
worked hard. In your apprentice, are you still doing weekend work when you're in your electrical apprenticeship?
Yeah, just here and there.
Then you sort of phased out because you're doing some electrical
work. Yeah, but just knuckle down while you're young, I suppose. Like,
yeah,
young, you may as well.
Did you split up and have savings goals? Like, did you go, I want to get to 50K or I want to get to 10K? Or did you just say $900 a week has to go to savings?
No. I wanted to get the 78. I don't know why 70 was the number, but 70 was the number. So I wanted to log onto my account and see 70 grand saved there.
How often do you check your bank when you're saving?
Heaps. I was so happy when my pay come in. I was like, heck, I can transfer this much in, you know? And I was getting me jitty. I was like, cracker, you know?
All right, and what's the goals next in terms of
next?
What you've done, and I don't even think you know that you've done it, is the value in residential property is in the land component, right? The house that's on every block depreciates, it gets older, it wears, you need to replace it. The house actually decreases in value. It's the block of land which increases in value, right? So the fact that you've bought established and 580 square meters, it's almost double the size of... It's almost two blocks in those new housing estates. So you're on 580, 590 square metres, which is incredible, in a little pocket in Bradbury, just next to Campbelltown. You've got the hospital that's there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the train station.
Yeah, not too far.
You've got a Westfield-sized shopping centre.
Yeah, not too far.
Look, that's and what property prices are predicted to do over the next 12 months, I think, anyway, with potentially interest rates coming down a little bit. You'll start to see that thing go up in value. What's the plans? Is it you're happy, save up your cash, you looking to buy the car, more properties? What are you thinking?
I would like to buy more property for sure. Like, I would like to have I'd love to have another one under my belt, but I think our next milestone as me and my missus is we want to get married, so have that, and then maybe like treat ourselves and go on a holiday or something, and then we'll look into it and knuckle down again, you know?
How long have you been engaged for?
Over a year now.
Okay, why didn't you just get married before buying the house?
Why didn't we get married?
Yeah.
Just because, but I was like, this is like the perfect opportunity. I was like, we can't let this slide, you know? So
to buy the house?
100%. I was like, we could drop, you know, 70K on a wedding and then invite half the people we won't even speak to ever again, or we can have this for... me and you,
yep.
And I, you pick, yeah. You know, so
that's a good point, because I think a lot of people, it's really weird. I see it at the moment as well. Is that a lot of people are kind of like they want to get married and have kids and stuff like that. But I mean, like a house, when you think about it,
that's
as
right.
an investment, like Nick's not going anywhere. You're engaged, or that's like,
right.
Even if you're together,
yeah.
You know, you're not going anywhere. Well, let's get the house.
100%. I wanted to get that out of the way before any. Big milestone, like kids and that.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. So get the house purchase out of the way, and it's just building in value.
Yeah, and then we'll build together. You know, we've got that under our belts. Now we can build together. You know, so.
Well, that house you only need a year where, I mean, house prices, they grow typically, you know, double every 7 to 10 years. But I mean, if you've got 10% worth of growth in a year, that's your wedding paid for. That's $70,000.
Yeah.
Or 5%. Shocking year, 35 grand in a year. So, like, pretty phenomenal what you've done to think about it.
Yeah.
All right, so next is the wedding and then maybe a few investment properties and stuff after that.
I'd love to, yeah. That's my plan, yeah. So keep her happy, we get married, and then that's it, yeah.
Tick that box, maybe kids or not.
Yeah, let's see what happens. not anytime soon, bro.
Oh, my God. All right, perfect. I've known you since you were 14.
Yeah.
You're 23. You're only 23 now. You've just bought your first home.
Yeah.
Do you have any regrets?
Going to year 12.
Really?
Yeah, bro. 100. Like, okay. It was fun at the time and young and this, that, but the money I could be making now than if I had dropped out, like, crazy. So
really,
that's why, like, another bit of advice there. If you know what you want to do, just no point going to your 12 bar, drop out, get a trade.
But like, you listen to your parents, though, because your parents are like, stay in if you don't know what you want to do, right?
They was going to support me regardless of what decision I chose. So it was just me not knowing what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
They were more than happy if I dropped out of year 10, you know, so.
And are you happy with being a Sparky?
Loving it. Absolutely. Really?
No regrets there?
No regrets there at all. Nah. Love it, bro. Yeah.
Cracker. All right. Well, look, it's good to see you, bro. Appreciate you coming in. No worries, it was good, bro, to have a chat. I'm actually really glad that you got this property purchase out. We talked about it so long ago, and I remember just like we'd check up. You remember I'd check up and I'd say like, "Yo, what? How you going? How's your savings going?" Yeah, and then you send me a screenshot of like, "I'm at 15, I'm at 20, I'm at 30, putting away." Like, bro, and I'll be honest with you, I've got mates that I'm a little bit older, more older than you, but I know people that probably earn significantly more amount of money than as what you get as coming out as first trade. Like, they've been in their company or their role for 5 years, six years, seven, 8 years. Bro, you're probably putting away more money per week than them. Yeah, so it is pretty crazy now. But, I mean, with mortgage repayments and stuff like that, I don't know.
No, it's not the same anymore. Yeah,
how'd you find that, huh? Interest rate rise. Yeah, you probably never paid attention to interest rates and interest rates rises, the RBA. Nah. Didn't know any of
now
that
I
shit.
Now I do, lad. Yeah. So, but yeah, now like the savings isn't as good, but yep. I'm still, if I can put something away, that's better than not putting anything away, you know what I mean? So. Mm.
Do you know what your repayments like drop down to if interest rates say go back down to like 3%? Have you ran the numbers on?
No.
Oh, you're in for a good time, man. I think if you can get in the market, best time to buy, I think, when interest rates are high.
Yeah.
Because once they come down, everyone goes, oh, I can get more money. I can borrow more. I can jump into the market. If everyone's jumping into the market, that's what causes prices to go up.
Yeah.
Amongst other things. But like the fact that you can get into the market, I think, with like a 6% interest rate, your loan, your purchase for 725, so your loan was 680 or 690.
Yeah.
I think if you can afford that now at a 6% interest rate, then once interest
rates drops, bro, happy days.
Start saving a bit more coin. It's good to hear, man. We'll stay in touch. Can't wait to see what else you come up with. But
too easy.
Appreciate you coming out and jumping on the Everything Property Podcast, man. Matty Burnett, ladies and gentlemen.